As elementary school students, we learned that leaves contain a pigment called chlorophyll, which colors leaves green. And shortly after, we middle school scientists usually discover that through a process called photosynthesis, plants can use chlorophyll and energy from the sun to turn carbon dioxide, water, and minerals into food. So it took me by surprise when a recent Nature Center visitor asked me if plants can eat anything else. Are there, he asked me earnestly, other ways for plants to feed themselves? Perhaps surprisingly, the answer is yes. On our planet, there's a diverse group of plants that have evolved a very different strategy than the one we learn about as children. These plants, alien as it may seem, can actually eat animals. The Venus flytrap is the most commonly recognized so-called carnivorous plant. It feeds on insects that happen to fall prey to their famously deceptive snares. Due to the relatively scary nature of these hungry plants, I thought they only occupied far-off, exotic rainforests like those in Brazil, or the islands of Hawaii, or perhaps even the swamps of Louisiana. But there are 600 species of carnivorous plants, and 300 more species that exhibit at least a little carnivorous behavior, and some of them are not far at all from our own backyards. Our region has a few native carnivorous plant species. One of them is the northern or purple pitcher plant. This small, complicated, and subtle plant lives in boggy areas of Maryland, but can be found from Virginia to as far north as Newfoundland. It begins as a little green tube, but as its leaves mature, the tube becomes a rich purple color that resembles a flower, at least in the eyes of an insect. Pitcher plants are relatively rare in our area and are considered threatened in our state. You might find them in isolated patches within acidic or forested wetlands. There, insects are attracted to the sweet-smelling liquid within the plant's brightly colored tubes. When an insect tries to sip the nectar, it falls into the tube and cannot ascend because of the stiff, bristly hairs that point downward. It gets stuck and is digested. Another native carnivorous plant is the pink sundew. Occurring only in three places on the eastern shore, the sundew sports hundreds of tentacles that extend out from the leaf blades. These tentacles excrete a sweet-smelling mucus that attracts insects. But that mucus is especially sticky, and when an insect gets stuck, those tiny, tinted pink tentacles can actually move to entrap it. But my favorite of our carnivorous plants is the bladderwort. Bladderworts grow underwater in flooded ditches and acidic ponds. They aren't usually noticed until their sweet yellow flowers bloom. When small planktonic organisms float past and touch trigger hairs on their aquatic bladders, a flap opens and sucks the prey inside with vacuum-like force. The bladder fills with water, and the door shuts, sealing its prey's fate, all in just 1/500th of a second. After the insect is trapped, the plant begins the slow process of extracting the vital nutrients from their meal. These nutrients include nitrogen, something all plants need and usually gain from the soil through their roots. Millions of years ago, the early pitcher plant, sundew, and bladderwort needed nitrogen, but couldn't move from their nutrient-deficient habitats to get it. So they evolved as meat-eaters to supplement their photosynthetic process. You can learn more about the amazing flora native to our area by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.